Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400, KKZZ, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started.
Control a body and soul. Don't move too fast, people just take it slow.
Welcome. You're listening this morning to the Kim Pagano Show. I am your co-host today. It's Prudence from Mindset Reset, and here with Mr. Giovanni.
Hello. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Well, Kim isn't here yet.
You know, this is welcome to Friday morning Southern California traffic.
That's what I think. I heard that there was a few accidents on the road today, so I'm sure that that's what's going on. So Kim is on her way, and we're expecting her to come here soon. I heard that we have some amazing guests today, too, as well.
We do. I know we're talking about the gender dictionary with Dr. Karen Lewis, I believe, and then after, a little later today, we're going to talk about stress and how to manage stress in your life.
Are you a stressful person?
You know, I'd like to think that I'm not. And I had someone say to me, well, you worry a lot. And I thought, well, no, I'm a thinker. Mm-hmm. But I never really thought of it as being stress or worryful. I like to think things through. Are you a stressful person?
I'm a very, very, very stressful person. I carry it in my back. Have you ever heard that? Like people carry it in their spine,
sure,
and stuff.
Sure.
So I know that I'm a very stressful person, and I try to find other ways to kind of get it out, you know, other than drugs and pills and everything. And I know that's, you know, a common thing that people do, but I mean, I like to go hiking and kind of use, you know, activities and things that I can actually do physically to kind of get the stress away.
Now, do you think that you're stressed just because you're so busy doing everything and trying,
correct,
to fit it all in?
Yeah, I think it comes from that. I think it comes from, well, it looks like Kim's on her way in. I think it's just, it has to do with a lot of, you know, being so busy. And I think that's a lot of people's problems is, you know, there's so much going on in everybody's life that, you know, I mean, it kind of gets overwhelming at times, you know?
I would agree with that. It's we try to fit so much in, and I think with the advances of technology and with people trying to work 1-2 jobs and kids and getting them here and there, it's so easy to get overwhelmed with life.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's probably going to be the key word today is overwhelmed. Overwhelmed with life, overwhelmed with things that are going on with, say, your children, with work, and you know, even maybe your spouse and your loved ones. You know, it's like you're always having to prove something to somebody or doing something for somebody else and then doing things for yourself to make yourself happy. And it's just everything kind of tying in together makes it, you know, very stressful.
Well, but something you said, though, I think often the issue is not doing something for ourselves, because then we usually put that last.
Correct.
And that's part of the balance is finding a way to make sure to do that. And then I think it helps the other parts not to be so stressful. Mm-hmm. So anyway,
Hi,
good morning, Miss Kim.
Good morning. Thank you so much for starting my show. You know what? It's funny. As I got on the freeway, and it's supposed to be Light Friday, what happened? Everybody was driving crazy, and so I just trusted, you know, my new word, actually, when we just did our board, right, our vision board, was trust. And so I just said, made a couple phone calls, and it was all about just trusting that I was going to get here, and it all worked out.
And you're coming all the way from Simi, right?
That's right. Yeah. That's right. So, yeah, and you know what? It's all about just you know, trusting our journey, because our journeys are made for us. And so anyways, well, I am so excited. You know, if anybody just came in to our or tuned into my Facebook, you could see who our guests are going to be. Did you already tell them?
I did.
Oh, you're awesome. I heard you a little bit, and then I'm like, I better get in there. So anyways, well, I am so glad that you are tuning in with us today. A positive way to start your day. And I have to tell you, you know, last night I went to a Cal Lutheran, and they were having a lecture. And it was actually, this has been an amazing journey for me because I've been getting educated in just so many different things. And so last night they were talking about cutting and self-injury, and it is it's just growing immensely, and it's not just the young kids, it's everybody. And so we do it. There's just so many things. So I invited some speakers on to talk about that, not today, but I do want to let everybody know that, you know, if there is anything out there that you want to know about, or that, you know, is something that you personally want to talk about, I'd love you to give me a call.
Have you heard about this new movement? It's called Not One More.
No, Not One More.
Yeah, it's becoming a lot more progressive, especially in Simi Valley.
Wait, was it the group that was walking for heroin?
Yes.
It's for
drugs. It's also for drinking, you know, underage drinking as well. But I know it's a huge movement going on right now.
I just had the paper literally right now. I just gave it to my assistant. Mm-hmm. Do you know who to get in touch with?
I do.
There you go. I want to have them on. I want to be behind that. We have to stop this because, you know, it's almost kind of going back in time, and our children are lost. There's so much pressure on them for academics, and, you know, just with the recession right now, there's how are they ever going to be able to afford to buy a house or...
Well, and how much of our stress are we putting onto our children?
So true. Mm-hmm. So I really want to be behind that. And last night, listening to all these people, the college students, but then the therapists and everybody, there's just... this is huge. This is world. And where does it stop? And it's a very hush-hush, something that we don't talk about. But if your children are cutting out there, there is a lot of resources. And it's not, you know, you'd be surprised. I mean, a lot of people think hush-hush, don't talk about it. But it's actually a contagious symptom. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the things that I learned. It's like a good friend saying, hey, do this because it feels good. You know, and really, it's not a call out for suicide. It's really to help you not, you know, die.
Right. And, you know, and I've actually watched a couple different, documentaries and things like that on cutting and people who are cutters. Most of them, their parents or their loved ones don't even know that they're a cutter. You know, they find out through, you know, an accident or something happens, or, you know, they cut a little bit too deep. And now that, you know, now it's a serious injury.
Right.
And then that's the way people find out. But I also know that it, like you said, it's all ages.
Right.
It's not a cry for help. They just keep it to themselves. It's a secret
thing.
They do.
Yeah. It's like having one life, one moment, and then another life. You know, I mean, they work and do their thing and go to work, and then they come home. And
it's very dissociative. Is the word. So it's sort of an escapism at times, and often it's to feel something. There's a sense of being able to feel, and
a wake-up call. It's waking up their feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just the, you know, the homeless or anything. It's actually upscale. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, well, not that I wanted to start, but I just think that there's so much information out there that I want to share. And again, if you are just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I am your host. I've got Prudence here, Mindset Reset. I've got Giovanni.
And I think we also have our guests on the
line. We do. And today we're bringing on Dr. Karen Gail Lewis. And her book is Why Don't You Understand? A Gender Relationship Dictionary. And I've actually been talking to Karen. Karen, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Welcome.
And this is a far cry from the cutting.
I know. Yes. It is. Yes, yes. Which is good. But, you know, I had gone last night, and I always have to talk about what's fresh in my mind there, you know. So tell us a little bit about yourself, and I'm so glad you're here with us.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. It is not sunny California here.
Where are you calling from?
From Cincinnati, and it's dreary and not quite winter yet.
Okay.
Not spring either. I'm sorry, you asked me to tell me about me or my book. I can't remember what
you said.
Well,
start off with yourself, and then we'll talk about your book.
Okay. I'm a marriage and family therapist. I've been practicing for, well, like Jack Benny, I stopped counting at 39.
There you go. I like that. Okay.
And I won't say how much more,
okay.
But I've been practicing a long time. And one of the things that I have found, I'm also an author. I've written eight books or so, and I run women's weekend retreats that someday we may talk about.
Oh, yes. Time. There you go.
But in my work with couples, married and single couples, what I found were some patterns in language that probably about 60% of problems between couples occur not because they really mean to be fighting, but they get into fights not understanding that they've bumped into what I call male-ese and female-ese, gender differences in language. That when a woman is saying something and a man isn't responding in a way that makes sense to her, she gets angry, and reverse for the man. And so it ends up, a simple conversation about what movie would you like to go to this afternoon ends up in a fight. And then they wonder, how do we get into this fight? So I've taken some of the research done by Deborah Tannen from You Just Don't Understand, and then John Gray popularized that with Mars and Venus. So I took some of the original research and added my own. I've been tallying words and phrases for a long time and came up with about 90 words and phrases that have different meanings for men than for women.
Well, I can't wait to hear them, okay? But I'm looking on your website right now, and so men, are you, let's see, are you ever frustrated that no matter what you do for her, it's not enough, right? Baffled by why she can't say what she means and why she can't be more direct, right? That's probably, I get that a lot. You know, it's really, honey, what did you mean by that? And because he doesn't do the right thing, you know?
Uh-huh.
Giovanni, is any of this resonating with you?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Matt, any of this resonating with you? And that the last one was angry that you are supposed to know. I'm fine. Usually means just the opposite. We're always, you know, yeah, are you okay? Yeah, I'm fine. That's not, you're not fine, you know? I'm just going to give that to you guys right there, you know, if any of our guys are listening right now.
Find out what these words are.
Yeah, and then women, are you ever resentful that he doesn't really listen to you? And that is really, you know, it's like kind of my husband, you know, he's a good listener, but a lot of times he's already off on somewhere. I got to like really pull him in, you know? And it's interesting, I heard him saying to one of his guys today, tell me what you heard I just said. And
wow.
Then, and they didn't, and he didn't hear it. And I was like, "Oh, honey." And he goes, I want to make sure that he's going to, you know, we're contracting and we have a construction company. And he wanted to make sure that he was putting the drywall where it needed to be or the tracks, you know? And the other one that you have on here for women is hurt and confused when he just walks out of the room in the middle of an argument. Is that like what? You know, you just don't want to deal with it right now.
Well, that just makes it worse, I think.
Yeah. I mean, but a lot of guys, they don't want to rock the boat, right? No confrontation. My husband's actually a little bit like that, too. And then mad enough to scream when he persists in giving unsolicited advice, no matter how often you tell him you just want him to listen. They want to fix it, right? A lot of men want to fix it. So anyways, if anybody's just joining us right now, we are talking to Dr. Karen Gell Lewis. Her book of many, but the one that we're talking about right now is Why Don't You Understand? A Gender Relationship Dictionary. So what are some of the words?
Well, let's look at the ones that you just made reference to, because the ones you mentioned, I don't have them all in front of me, the ones you just mentioned about for men, is that women are not direct. So a woman would say, so one of the words is direct or indirect. Women are more likely to say, are you cold when you're sitting in your living room? Are you cold doesn't mean are you cold.
What does it mean?
It means I'm cold.
Oh, wow. See, you're so smart.
But a man, And another one of the words in the dictionary is questions. Men don't respond unless there is a question. So are you cold? And then we'll come to more about this in a minute. But are you cold? The men answer, no, if he's not cold.
But he's not, hello, what about me, right?
Yeah. Woman, because she's not really asking, are you cold? She's saying, as you just said, Giovanni, that I am cold. Do you have an objection if I turn up the heat or turn down the air conditioner?
Right. So we need to learn how to say those words, right?
Right. You have to first notice when you're doing it. Let me say this, though, that there is nothing, maleys and femaleys are the language that men and women speak. One is not better than the other, and this is really important, because men say, well, why doesn't she just be more direct? And women say, well, why don't you know what I mean? Both are, you know, have a good point. What makes the difference, it only takes one person to make that difference. So if the woman says, are you cold, the man can, if he's quick enough and thinks about this, he says, oh, are you trying to tell me you're cold? He could do that.
Oh, I love that kind of man.
Or the woman could catch herself and say, wait a minute, what I'm really trying to say is. So it only takes one of them to catch themselves when they fall into these gender-styled sentences.
And Karen, do you have a lot of clients that come in and have, I mean, it's just a simple fix that would help them?
It's not a simple fix, but it is, what I was saying.
It is fixable.
About 60%.
Really?
Problems that couples come in with.
Wow. You know, I want to open up our lines right now, 805-639-0008. If you have a question and you want to talk about it here with Dr. Karen Gail Lewis, give us a call. Or if you have just an example or something that, you know, you just thought your husband or your wife could just totally pick up on and it was a given and they didn't. So 805-639-0008. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
You know, maybe the word's not fixable, but workable, that's something that you can work with your partner. What I'm curious about is how open are partners to, so if I find this book, how open is that other party to hearing, oh, hey, honey, there's this book. I think you should look at it. I'm going to look at it and let's see what we can do. How open are you finding people to both parties in the couple to sharing this conversation?
Men typically do not read books. One reason I wrote this as a dictionary with real short is that women can Xerox one page, or they can just open to one page and say, would you read this one question, this one word, and the description.
And I'm telling you right now, guys would love that.
Yes.
They would?
No.
Okay.
I, for me, I guess personally, I don't know. To me, it might come as a second nature to me. I mean, I kind of understand what women are saying, or the people I've been with, in a sense. You know, I'm sure that there's a few things that I say that maybe doesn't come off the right way. But when, you know, as what the girl is saying, I kind of understand
it. You know what? Your personality.
Can I go back to, wait, before you move on, I want to say that I can't remember the other woman's name.
Prudence. Yeah, Prudence.
What's your name?
Prudence.
Prudence. That he doesn't have to have, I mean, even if he doesn't read it, he doesn't want to know it, it only takes one person to make a change.
Oh, so true. That's a great point.
By definition, if one changes, the other has to. Okay, but I interrupted whoever was saying something.
Go ahead.
No,
Giovanni.
Actually, that is a good point. You know, and this is one of those situations that if one person changes, the other person doesn't necessarily have to, in a sense of, because if you understand it and you're portraying what you're trying to say in the way that your partner is going to understand it, then they're going to just say
it's
whatever.
Fixed.
And then whatever they say, you just interpret whatever they're saying and you get it.
So,
I think this is that one thing.
So what he just tried to say, okay, is if you know your partner, right, and you can get to know what they really mean, then you can understand them.
Correct.
Right.
But I'm talking about something that goes somewhat deeper than that.
Yeah.
But let me use an example of the purpose of conversation.
Okay.
Because this is really core to all relationships. Purpose of conversation, anytime I ask a group, what's the purpose of conversation for a man? It's to exchange information. It's to pass. It's something factual. It's to fix something. It's, you know, on a very concrete level. Purpose of conversation for a woman is to relate, to connect. So, you can see that the very present, the what they each intend when they start a conversation, they're starting in different places. And that can cause a huge amount of problems, so that even when the woman says, let me go back to the movie I started to mention, what movie would you like to go to? She's opening up a discussion. She wants a connection. She wants, let's talk about what the options are. But he's been asked a question, so he's going to answer it, because conversation for him is very factual. So he'll say, I want to see King Kong, or, you know, Descendants or whatever.
Great movie, by the way.
Which is, in her language, he didn't answer her. And in his language, he did. So she could actually be very angry, because, in fact, when he says what movie he wants to see, he stops. He doesn't then continue. In female-ese, what she would like is, and what movie would you like to see? Even if she wants to see the same movie, she wants to be asked. She wants to be included in the discussion.
Right. I you know what,
things like that cause more conflict at the moment, or it builds up in resentment, the woman feeling like, he never asked my opinion. I just asked him what he thought about Obama's speech last night, and he told me. For 10 minutes, he told me. But he never asked me what I thought. She gets angry. She thinks he doesn't care about what she feels, what she believes, what she thinks.
So those are some of the things that you hear.
See, I think for me, my dating pet peeve is that when I'm with somebody and they say, well, what do you want to eat? And I go, well, I'm really not sure. What would you like to eat? And I turn it around and I say, hey, what would you like? Well, I don't know. I don't know what I want. All right. Well,
that
all right,
is
here.
A huge
and
problem I, with then, a lot yeah. of relationships. You're absolutely right.
And I give three suggestions. Well, how about this pizza restaurant? How about this Italian restaurant? How about this Chinese food restaurant? Well, I don't know. You pick. Well, I,
which means, in my mind, mm-hmm. that they really do know. They know
they
what their preference is. Well, I think there's two ends. I think one is I want the man to make the decision. There's still that stereotype. I want the man to make the decision. Let's go do this. I think that's one part. I think the other part is maybe just not knowing how to verbalize. Is it okay to really have what you want? And I think especially as women, we're
last on the burner there.
Often.
I know. Yeah, it's our children. It's our, you know, and you're absolutely right. And you know what's funny is, again, this is my year. I have four children, Karen. I don't know if you know that. And wow. After four children, and I'm like really one of those people, I'm a hair therapist, so I really cater to a lot of people. It's my turn, baby. You know, it's my turn. And really, that's what this show is all about, making it your turn.
But do you and your husband or Prudence, I'm not sure if you have a husband or
yeah,
a mate. Do you guys go through the same problems?
Absolutely.
But he's giving you the attention that you are asking for, but then you want to be difficult.
Well, I think as relationship goes on, though, like in the beginning, especially in that dating phase, I think someone doesn't really know, well, does he really like that or does he not? So I want to hear what he has to say. I think there's sometimes that little dance, too.
What we're talking about now is really important, but it's the difference between the dating world, women and men in the dating world when you don't know each other. And I have a book that Kim and I were talking about, one of my earlier books on With or Without a Man. This conversation is perfect for that.
Oh, what with or without a man.
Here in language is not the same.
Mm.
It is, you use the same words. The sometimes the man likes silence. He says, and let me use the most obvious one about intimacy. I mean, this is really an exaggeration, but it has a lot of merit. The man wants to be intimate. When he says, let's be intimate.
You know, Karen, hold that thought for 1 second, because we have to take a commercial break right this minute. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about intimacy. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking to Dr. Karen Gail Lewis. We're talking about Why Don't You Understand a Gender Relationship Dictionary. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Hi, it's Kim, and I want to share someone with you, my mechanic. With over 30 years of experience, you can be sure that your car will always be handled with the latest diagnostic equipment. Everything that needs to be done to your car will be explained in layman's terms.
Hi, I'm Jerry Schaffner, owner of JBS Auto Services. We specialize in gas, diesel, domestic, foreign, street rod, heavy-duty trucks, and motorhomes. Give us a call so we can take care of all your automotive problems. We are located right off the 118 in Simi Valley. Give us a call, 805-522-3923. Again, that number is 805-522-3923.
We can't change where our economy is today, but we can make sense of our future. Retirement will be around the corner, whether you're planning for it or not. And let's face it, most people have not. Let Hannah and David help you strategize and get focused on your future. They'll show you ways to help you reduce debt, start saving money, earn higher rates of returns, help you save toward the cost of college, and protect your family and real estate using the suitable forms of life insurance. Call Hannah and David for a no-obligation consultation. Hannah and David have been helping families and business owners in Southern California since 1999 with a great proven track record. Call them in their new Westlake office. You can reach Hannah and David at 818-402-9396. Give them a call. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/The Kim Pagano Show and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/The Kim Pagano Show. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Okay, Dr. Karen, you got us all riled up in here. I'm telling you, we are all trying to decide. You know, I was saying that I had it all planned for this weekend for my husband, and he had it all planned for something else, you know. And a lot of times it's like, what do you want to do? No, what do you want to do, you know? So anyways, you were going to talk to us about intimacy, and I think that is a huge thing. And if anybody's just joining us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm your host. I'm here with Prudence, Mindset Reset. I'm here with Giovanni, dayinsimivalley.com, and
SimiValleyNightOut.com.
Okay. And we're talking to Dr. Karen Gail Lewis, and many of her books, but the one book we're talking about right now today is Why Don't You Understand? A Gender Relationship Dictionary. Everybody needs to have one of those, right? All right. Karen, are you there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, so let me say that men want intimacy as much as women do.
Yeah, that's a definite.
Okay. They just go about it differently. And I will also say that what I'm going to say for all of this, there are stereotypes. You have to speak in generalizations if you're going to make a statement, with the understanding that not all generalizations fit everybody. So let me just put that out there. So in general, when a man is feeling he wants to be really, really intimate with a woman, he wants to make love. He'll say things like, shall we be intimate tonight? Which means...
boring.
Shall we make love?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever said...
When they use the word intimacy, they mean something different, obviously. The two women there know what I'm talking about, and Giovanni, obviously you know because you're a very tuned-in man, I can tell. you're not solely representative of your species. So when women say talk about intimacy, they're talking about emotional connection. That makes if you think about it, they both want to take the same trip to intimacy. The man very often needs to be making love in order to feel the intimacy. So even if they've just had a fight, he may want to make love as his way of saying, I want to feel close to you now.
You're right. I think
the
you just hit it.
The last thing a woman wants to do after they just made love is fight. I mean, after they just fought, is to make love. So he needs to have the lovemaking in order to be able to feel the intimacy. She needs to have the intimacy in order to want to make love. They both want to take the same trip. He's at the airport. She's at the train station.
And so what do you do to get us all on the same page?
The dictionary, one of the things about this dictionary is that it says the words and the phrases, and then it tells you, here are some options of how you can handle it. So can I give you another example?
Please.
Okay. Women tend to talk on and on, and at least from men's point of view, women talk on and on and on.
Yep.
If you're been in a relationship with someone for a while, you may notice that. And the man gets really annoyed, and the woman gets really annoyed because she's waiting for him to respond, and he doesn't respond, so she keeps talking some more. Well, she repeats herself. She thinks maybe he hasn't understood. Maybe I need to say this in another way because he hasn't, I mean, I'm telling him what I'm upset about, and he hasn't said anything. So I must not have explained it well, and so she explains it again. Or one complaint leads to another complaint because there's no input from him. What typically happens, he will see that as nagging, he will tune out, or he will sit there and wait for that question.
Now, Karen, I actually have a bit of a little fun contest thing that I kind of think that would be kind of fun here on the show. We'll play guys against girls here. If you can ask us guys, like, say, five different things that a woman would say and see if we actually can come up with it. And then Prudence and Kim, you ask them five things guys would say and see if the women, if they can get it. Is that something you're up for?
Okay. But what guys would say about what? And girls would say about what?
Well, in the dictionary. Like, yeah. You know, you're saying that, you know, what a woman would say is different than what she's actually meaning.
Okay, I may not be getting this clear enough then.
Okay.
Uh-oh. They use the same words.
So same words, but they're meaning
different meanings.
They have a different meaning. So the woman is sitting there waiting.
Give us a word that is going to mean something to Giovanni and Matt, and we're going to tell what it means to us, and they're going to tell what it means to them.
Okay, advice.
Okay. Oh, advice is the word?
Yep.
Okay, so advice. Go ahead.
For me, okay, as a guy, advice means, let me tell you what I think.
Okay, so it's what you personally think. Yes. Matt?
I'm laughing because I was about to say the exact same thing, just my personal experiences, and probably not so much the most educated answer, but I am going by my own personal opinion.
So what your thought, yeah. So how you've done it before, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
This is what I think about the situation.
I think advice for me is, if I'm giving someone advice, it's what I think about it, and it's suggestions for ways to follow whatever it is I'm giving advice on. So
yeah,
there's that next step of giving suggestions and also helping them to, reflecting it back to them on what they really want.
Okay, and so now I'm kind of a little round, all the way around the board on this one. Okay, so I use my personal things that have happened in my life. That's my advice. But then, since I'm a hair therapist, I have worldly advice. So I kind of go, here's what I would do, but I have seen it done this way and this way. So,
right. So
which one of us are right?
Everyone's right.
Ah, okay. So
that's part of my point, is that it isn't a matter of who's right or wrong. It's understanding the other person. But let me put it into a context. A woman comes home and says to the man, you know, I was just fired.
Okay.
Said I was just fired. The man is likely to what?
Give her advice. Or console her, actually.
Here are some suggestions. Have you gone to the HR department? Don't you know that they have to, you know, give you notice and blah, blah. He's going to want to fix it. He's going to help her. He is trying, because he cares about her, he wants to help her.
Okay.
His way of helping is to fix it for her.
Okay, now
to
on the vice versa.
To tell her how to do it.
Right.
What does the woman want?
She wants consoling.
Yeah, she wants him to just listen, to be empathic, to say, or I'm so sorry, or you must hurt her.
Or, honey, it's going to be all right. We don't really even need your job. That's what I want. No, we don't even need your job.
Okay, and here's where it gets really messy and causes so much conflict among couples, between couples, is that when the man thinks he's being loving and helpful, loving by being helpful with suggestions, the woman hears it as, do you think I'm so stupid that I don't know that I have to go to the HR department and figure out what the...
Oh,
you know,
so we get insulted.
I'm not so stupid. I know what to do. All I want you to do is listen.
Right, right. All right, well...
So she's feeling resentful that he's trying to be really helpful.
Okay.
And here's where, one in the dictionary, what it does is it says, men, here's something you can do to avoid this, and women, here's something you can do, because remember, it only takes one person.
That's right.
The woman could say, I'm going to tell you something that happened today. I'm really upset. All I want you to do is listen first.
Okay.
And then we can talk about suggestions. She could do that. If she forgets to do that, if she just sort of comes out, he can say, because guys need to be helpful, he can say, Do you want a suggestion, or would you like me to listen first? Or he could just say, would you like a suggestion now?
Right. So this book actually gives insight so that you can kind of know what's going on. You've already had the connection with all these different people, right?
Whether you know the other person, it's certainly helpful if you know the other person, but even if you don't know the other person, these are very specific gender pieces of language that men will want to be helpful.
Okay, perfect.
And their way of being helpful comes across to the woman very often as a put-down, which
right.
is the last thing the man would want.
Right.
And that means the woman doesn't get to see his caring.
There you go. Karen, where do we find your book?
You can get it on my website at DR, and the easiest way to get to my website, so you don't have to worry about spelling my name, are my initials, DR for doctor, and then KGL for KarenGailLewis.com. Or you can go to Amazon, or actually it has its own, it just occurred to me, that it has its own website, GenderDictionary.com.
You got it. Well, thank you so much. And
I do have something I would like to offer to your listeners, if you want.
Sure.
That it's a small piece. The GenderDictionary.com, by the way, has an overview and preview of the book and some of the cute little pictures in it. But for your listeners, if you'd like to get a free copy of some of the clues for understanding maleys and femaleys, go to my webpage. It's a free gift for me. Which is drkgl.com. On the right-hand side, all the way in the bottom, you'll see where it says, get your free gift.
Okay. Perfect. Get the gender dictionary before your next argument, correct? Right there. All right. Well, thank you so much, Karen. I appreciate you being a guest on our show.
Okay. Well, y'all are delightful.
Well, thank you. All right. You have a great day.
Bye-bye.
All right. If anybody's just joining us right now, it is TGIF, and I know. You know what's funny is usually it's light traffic out there. I don't know. Either everybody's getting ready to get out of here or something.
I got here on time, and I live in Simi Valley.
Okay, you know, what can I say?
Excuses,
I had
excuses,
to blow dry
Kim.
My hair, you know. I don't know.
So did I.
Okay, wait. Yeah, whatever.
I'm wearing a hat for everybody
So what
there.
Did you really mean by that?
Yeah.
But, you know, at the end of the conversation, I was reminded about a comedian. You guys know Bill Engvall?
Yes.
He was on the Blue Collar Comedy Tour,
yeah.
And he came up with a couple. Obviously, after that, he has his own stand-up DVDs and episodes. And one of them, he goes, you know what? This is so much easier for guys because we can just literally look at our woman and go, sorry,
yeah.
I'm just a guy.
That's perfect. Oh, God. You guys are just guys. All right. But I know you have something to give away to my listeners.
Right? We'll give away a $50 arena dollars to the arena, which is located at the Grand Vista Hotel in Simi Valley. It's right there on First Street. I've been there. It's a really
I've been
great
there too,
nightclub.
Yeah.
What is it? It's a nightclub?
It's a nightclub.
Yeah,
well, it's a hotel,
in the hotel,
but there's a nightclub in the hotel. Okay. You know, they have all the lights, all the bells and whistles, everything that a Hollywood nightclub would have. But I think, you know, because it's not really promoted as well as it could be, I think that, you know, it's not the hustle and bustle of all the door and the line out the side. You're not waiting out in the cold.
But it's a really great
place.
But
it's a great place, great drinks. They have great food there. They have amazing appetizers as well. A couple pool tables, a huge outdoor smoking area.
Nice.
They have pretty much a little bit for everybody.
Wait, you're not smoking again, are you?
I quit. I told
you.
Good.
God,
you
are awesome. That's
but we're going to give away 50 arena dollars to... What the second caller?
Yeah, we'll do the second caller.
Second caller.
All right, 805-639-0008. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to, we're going to be talking about stress is gone. And you guys don't have any stress in your life, do you?
None whatsoever.
Okay, well, stay tuned with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
Hi, I'm Andrea with Hometown Insurance Services. Allied Insurance is a member of Nationwide Insurance Family. Allied will discount your premiums up to 23% if we insure both your home and auto together. Allied also offers many occupational discounts. Please call Hometown Insurance today for a free, no pressure, no obligation quote. Call us at 850-0380 or stop by our office at 4517 Market Street, Suite 1B in Ventura.
grow your business with Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of local residents, business owners, and visitors. Our affordable rates start at just over $33 an issue, giving you an exceptional return for your advertising dollar. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@VenturaBreeze.com.
You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Remember to visit the show's official website at www.thekimpaganoshow.com. You can podcast prior programs as well as check out articles and other tidbits from previous interviewees. It's all at the official website of The Kim Pagano Show, www.thekimpaganoshow.com. And now, once again, here's Kim.
That is so my jam. I'm gonna make this my ringtone.
There you go. Well, you know what? Our phones actually had a little problem, so we're going to actually put it out there again.
Correct.
So tell everybody again what happened. I'm sorry about that.
We had a little mix-up on the phone. So we're still have the phone call. The phone lines are still
open. Well, our phones were lighting up, but we couldn't get any of our calls. So anyways, correct. It's all good.
So we're still.
So tell everybody again.
$50 arena dollars for the arena in Simi Valley. Good for whenever you guys want. It says you have won a special Friday night arena party.
Ooh, Friday night tonight.
So yeah, there you go.
There you go. I'm going there tonight. That's
it. And you'll also get the VIP section reserved for your section reserved for your party.
So oh wow!
That's
and
cool.
How many people can you?
It says 10 to up to 350. I guess that's their maximum capacity. So you can have as many people up there as you want.
Wow!
And you'll get the VIP section.
There you go.
If you had 350 people, I'm pretty certain they won't turn you away.
Yeah. God. All right. Well, anyways, give us a call here if you want $50 to the
arena.
The arena over at the Grand Hotel.
The Grand Vista Hotel.
Grand Vista Hotel. 805-639-0008. We're going to take our second caller. All right. And we do have our next guest. We have Brett Cotter. And he's the founder of Stress Is Gone. And Brett, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Thanks so much for having me on.
Oh, you're welcome. So how are you? And tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm doing great. And for the last 12 years, I've been really involved in researching and applying that research to help people relieve stress instantly.
We don't have any stress.
It's so funny. It's such a big problem today. And, you know, a lot of places will say that stress is the leading cause of death in our country. And, you know, some companies have 80% of their workers that complain of, you know, increased stress levels. So, you know, I definitely think it's out there in the world and looking at the news, you know, with all the wars going on and things like that. But what I do is I teach techniques that help people stop their stress reactions that are in progress and then help people get to the root of their stress. And I go do that in nonprofits and schools and in companies and hospitals.
So tell us a little bit about your background. How did you get started with this?
Well, I was such a stress ball in high school and in college that I knew I had a problem. And when I was around 27, I decided to do something about it. So I got into meditation. And then I went on a path of learning from a Shaolin grandmaster and learned from other teachers from different parts of the world that really had a lot to say on instant stress relief. And that was, you know, relieving physical stress, tension in the body, emotional stress, and mental stress. So I went on that path for a number of years and, you know, really, you know, applied it, you know, sometimes meditating for 6 to 8 hours in a sitting. But every morning I would wake up very early, practice my techniques, and then go about my day. You know, go to my job and, you know, live my life. And then I would say about 5 years, things really shifted where I wanted to start this company called Stress Is Gone and really have a clear platform to communicate, you know, the tools and the techniques to share with people. So right now we have, you know, 2 iPhone applications. We have a mobile membership site that walks people through the techniques, you know, of emotional stress relief, mental stress relief, and physical stress relief.
So Brett, now I'm one of the biggest advocates of people that have stress, I guess, you know, and I carry it in my back. I was telling Prudence earlier in the show.
You carry a bag of stress?
A bag in my back.
Oh, okay.
and I just recently went to the hospital and I had back problems and a lot of things occurred off of that. But what the doctor told me was I needed to quit smoking. I needed to do all this other stuff. I said, but I smoke it's because I'm a very stressed person. But now you want me to quit smoking. Now I'm going to be more stressed because I'm not smoking. So what are some ways that I can personally, or even people out there, can take, you know, some tips, say, to become less stressed?
That's a great question. I think so many people are in that boat. Because usually we will turn to, you know, a cigarette or a drink or something like that to handle our stress, you know, to take that edge off. So what I teach people is a really simple technique to take the edge off naturally so you can make the decision to have a cigarette after your stress reaction is over if you really want it, right? Usually what we find is after the stress reaction is over, you don't really need a cigarette as much. So there's a really simple technique. I call it stress stopper breath work, and we actually created this iPhone app that predicts your stress reaction and helps you and it guides you through this little mini meditation every time you get stressed. So in a nutshell, the first thing you want to do the second you realize you're stressed, right? And you could use your heart rate as your body's check engine light. That when your heart starts pounding, right, or you feel emotional, that's telling you, okay, I'm stressed. So a little light bulb has to go off in your head. So you stop what you're doing for just a few seconds, whether it's, you know, a situation with a wife or at work, whatever it is. You step away and you start breathing nice and deep, okay? And deep breathing is such a key because that's the only thing in our control that could transfer the control of our body's sympathetic nervous system to the parasympathetic nervous system. So it's the only thing we can do to go from stress to rest is deep breathing. Now, if you want to de-stress even faster, all you have to do while you're deep breathing is silently say, I'm okay. Now, doing that in conjunction with the deep breathing dismantles your stress reaction within 3 minutes because our fight or flight reaction is programmed by the thought, I must run or fight to stay alive. And when that thought hears the thought that I'm okay, your body really settles down. And if you practice this for about a month, every time you get stressed, you'll be able to sense the stress coming around the corner before it even happens because you'll be so in tune with your body, which knows the stress is going to happen right before it happens. So you'll feel some tension in your body. You might feel a little flutter in your stomach or in your heart area or in your chest. Like, then you just stop and you start deep breathing. And then you'll be calm for that stressful situation. And that's really helped a lot of people. And I've taught that to, you know, gang members, police officers, you know, doctors, nurses, you name it.
Now, I didn't know your specific technique, but I know that, you know, when I've had this issue come up in the past, I even find benefit in doing it before you're stepping into a difficult conversation or you're going to be speaking with somebody that just kind of brings out that stress in you, is to even take that time even beforehand to sort of settle yourself and not almost instigate it if you go in already stressed, kind of taking that moment beforehand and stepping back, I think is really helpful as well.
And that's really taken a new level of responsibility. And I always feel that responsibility cleans up your reality, right? So stress is a dance, whether it's, you know, a meeting with a coworker every, you know, Thursday at 4 o'clock, or if it's with, you know, your wife or your when your kids, you know, come home from school. If there's like that routine stress, you know, you could actually throw a monkey wrench into that whole situation by just taking that moment.
Brett, you know what? I really like what you say because that is truly how I live my life. And what, like today, I got in driving. I thought it's light Friday. It was heavy Friday. And it was like, okay, you know what? Maybe I'm being protected from an accident. Maybe I'm being protected. Maybe I know I'm trusting that I'm supposed to be here right now, make a couple phone calls to try to do my best, but then I'm going to just relax through it and just enjoy my ride because, you know, stuff happens all the time. The other thing that I do is cancel, you know, that's something that my mind, you know, and now I've even gotten to the point where like, no, I'm like, I talk to that, you know, that little voice that makes me stressed.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's a great point.
I'm looking at your website here and it says, you've got free tools for stress-free living. And, so what is the three laws of stress relief?
That's a great point. So, or a great question. The first key component, right, to that is understanding where our stress comes from. Okay? Your stress is not stemming from your job. Your stress is not stemming from your wife. Your stress is stemming from a much deeper place. So it's really getting to understand the emotional roots of our stress. And the three laws of stress relief really help people understand in a really simple way that our stress comes from unconscious, and subconscious stored memories that were never resolved, going way back into childhood, which shapes how we interact with the environment. So our wife may trigger us, our boss may trigger us, but really it goes back to much deeper issues. And the three laws of stress relief works in conjunction with a free tool called the real-time technique, which helps us become conscious the moment we become stressed and helps us deal with those memories in a very simple meditation.
Now, Brett, I have two things. First thing is that it's talking about stress, but it's just maybe I want to hear your thoughts on it. What do you feel about the fact that today's age, everybody's just happening to be stressed? It's just, that's like but if you think back like 50 years ago, everybody just went to work, did what they needed to do, come home, take care of their kids, and that's it. I mean, do you think that nowadays in our generations that we're like a bunch of whiny babies in a sense? I mean, it's kind of like, you know,
great
really?
Point, great point. Or are we just have so much more going on? We're all 24/7 and it's more than our bodies and our brains can handle.
Yeah, we don't shut down.
We don't shut down.
We don't sit down. We live in a more complex world. I mean, if I think about, you know, the era 50 years ago, which I wasn't alive then, but when I think about it, you know, a man or a woman went to work in this building, right? But now you have that building who's in global competition, right, with all these other companies doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. Where I think back then it was simpler times. A man's role was more identified and a woman's role was more identified, if you think about that.
Now we're sharing responsibilities.
Yeah, and it couples knew, okay, I do this, you do that. Now I think that there's this unconscious competition that goes on, you know, between couples. Who's earning what? Who's bringing home what? Who's going to do what with the kids? Where really I think couples that are successful, they know their role.
Now, that's a really great point, what you just said there.
You know, it's interesting. I just saw a statistic. They said in the latest census that of married couples that now 40% of the women are out bringing in higher incomes than the men are. There's been like this huge shift. They were shocked at that number, but 40% of the households, the women bring in more than the husband now.
And
well,
and
it goes to show that, you know, men and women, you know, when it comes to business, I think they're equal. You know, it just so happens that there are more men running more companies in, you know, in the world just because of how industry has evolved, you know, through the sexes, right? But I always go back to just thinking that men and women can do anything, you know, mentally, putting their mind to it, you know, and their passion to it equally. You know, men are 6 inches taller and 30 pounds heavier on average, so it's not like they'll be able to lift the same weight. But intellectually, I think they're, you know, both right there. And in some areas, women are superior.
Now, prove it.
But the thing is this, what's really healthy for a woman on this planet and what's really healthy for a man to do on this planet and how they relate to each other?
Now, Prudence, you said that 40%?
Yeah.
Where do they live?
It was the census. It was,
no, you don't understand. He wants to
meet
them.
Yeah, where do I find these women?
Since I messed him up on Wednesday so bad, right?
Oh, no.
Now you're just putting it out there, okay?
So my question actually for you, Brett, is now you said something about you have an app for the iPhone, correct?
Yes.
Where is this a free app? Is this something, how do I find this?
Yeah, so basically you just go to the iTunes App Store, you put in Stress Stopper. We have a free version. And then there's a Stress Stopper Pro, which is a highly upgraded version for 99 cents.
Wow. And now, you know, I just want to run through. Okay, first of all, can you tell us what was the second and third of the stress relief, the three laws?
Okay, so you're going to be looking at understanding where your stress comes from.
Okay.
Then you're going to understand that once you resolve that stress, you're much less reactive.
Okay.
Okay, in the environment.
Okay.
And that's really the basis of the three laws of stress relief.
So what?
When you really understand that, and you come to that knowledge and that awareness that, hey, it's not about my wife. It's much easier to diffuse your end of the stress with your wife when you realize that it's really how you relate to women, and your wife is a stand-in at that point in that dance.
Got it. And now on your website also you have a Dragon Stop, which is a technique for parents and children to practice together, diffuse situations of being physically bullied at school. That's a big thing right now. Also, another one is Wedding Stress is Gone, right? The version is tailored for couples who are in the process of planning their wedding. That's another stressful time, even though it's a happy time, right? And then there's Stress Stopper Breath Work. It illustrates a breathing exercise that relaxes the mind, body, and emotions. Correct?
Yes, and that's really what the iPhone application is based upon. So we take that exercise, right, which we spoke about in the beginning of the show, you know, how to breathe deep, how to focus your mind to really unwind all that stress in a couple of seconds after some practice. But the application, you know, the iPhone app, actually reminds you 3 minutes before you get stressed. And it walks you through that mind-clearing exercise and that body-calming exercise so that when you're in the situation, you're nice and calm.
Right. All right. Well, wonderful. Give us that app again. It is?
Sure. If you go to the iTunes App Store, it's called Stress Stopper.
Okay.
And then we have the Stress Stopper Pro.
Right.
Which is a very big upgrade because the main part of the upgrade is every time you touch the icon on your iPhone screen, you automatically get the exercise. So it has one-touch instant relief.
All right. Well, thank you so much. All right. Well, thank you for being a guest on my show, Kim Pagano Show, adding value every day in every way.
Thanks.
I appreciate
so
your
much.
Call. All right. Thank you.
Just so everybody knows, I actually have a free app as well.
I do.
If you go to the iTunes or Android, so that way it doesn't matter which kind of smartphone you have, you get My Night Out. And it's all one word, so there's no spaces, but My Night Out. And when you download it, it is 100% free there. You never have to upgrade or anything, but it doesn't matter what city you go to. So if you go to, like, St. Louis, Missouri, and you type in St. Louis, you can find all everything going out there, too.
Very good.
Look
and
at
then
you.
I know, and we get all these great deals, right, when we go
correct,
there?
Correct.
There you go. All right. Well, thank you, Giovanni. Thank you, Prudence. And I know you have your website, right? Is it up yet, or it's in the process,
it's
right?
It's in the process, yeah,
okay.
MindsetReset.com.
Okay, all right. And thank you so much for starting my show. I love it. I appreciate it. And thank you to all my listeners, all my sponsors, and everybody that is a part of my show. Matt, thank you for taking all of our callers. And, of course, I end all of my shows with a mommy moment, and today's is the question should be, is it worth trying to do, not can it be done? And with that, you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show. If you missed any part of it, remember to listen from 1 to 2. And go to my website, Kim Pagano Show, and like us on Facebook at Kim Pagano Show. With that, have a really great day, and I'll talk to you on Monday.
Way. Your job's a joke, you broke.